Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The DH, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Blatt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa now playing third base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Porter and he is safe. White steals second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Blatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into center field. Blatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing left field. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nettles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Blatt hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball towards left. Hegan settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hegan. Stanley moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Yankees. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Lescano moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bevacqua moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bevacqua moves to third. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin is hit by the pitch. Sheldon moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Vlad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bevacqua tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Yankees. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lescano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Blatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 7-1, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blatt. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sharp scores. It's 7-2, Yankees. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Brewers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-2, Yankees. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Blatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Chambliss, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Brewers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Austin now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman now playing third base. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sharp takes first base on ball 4. Lescano moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Lescano moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.